So let us prepare for meditation. I remember they gave the eyes half open in this meditation. In our temples, I tell you to keep your eyes closed. So follow this one, not what I say in the temple. And also a slight smile on your face. Master said, do not frown when you're meditating. You don't even want to walk into the dentist's office if he's frowning. Yes, you want to go in a dentist's office if you've got a bad tooth. Then make a conscious effort to feel the deepest contact with God that you have experienced. One of my deepest contacts, as I do often, is the blessing of seeing Rajasi, the first event that Brother Achalananda forced me into going to was a garden party at Mount Washington, and Rajasi was present and blessing everyone. And as soon as I saw it turn, I was coming up the stairs from the tennis court, soon on the platform, when I could see Rajasi, I just felt waves of peace and joy. And I can still feel that. I think about it and I feel it. Then we do the double breathing and tensing the body, and then double breathing out, exhale, and relax the body so we can get the body relaxed. So do that three times and breathe quietly. Then we do the 20-20-20 breathing exercise three times. Then begin practicing Hong Sao. Concentrate on the breath as the breath flows in. Mentally chant Hong, a long Hong. And in between breaths, you feel the peace. As the blessed breath flows out, you chant mentally Hong Sao. Feel the peace again. Just do that over and over. The more you concentrate on the peace, the more you can concentrate on the breath. If your mind is elsewhere roaming, bring it back to Hong Sao. You can move the right index finger up as you chant Hong and back down as you chant Sao. Concentrate on the technique. The practice of Hong Sao by holding the breath. Just as you start to inhale, hold the breath. Feel the peace where you can comfortably hold the breath. When you need to breathe, breathe a time or two and hold the breath again. That peace is the first manifestation of God. Then we go into the Om technique. While you're holding your breath in Hong Sao, usually the Om sound starts ringing louder. Listen to the loudest sound you hear. Mentally chant along Om and try to be in tune with the vibration or be one at one-ment with that Om. You first feel the cells in the head vibrating. Then you feel all over your body and all around your body. And if you get in tune with that, that is the ever new joy you're looking for. So go deep in the Om. At the end of the practice of Om, you make a conscious effort to see the light of the spiritual eye. The spiritual eye is the light of God within the body. It's all right to see it at the beginning of Om, but especially at the end, we should make that effort. So feel the vibration of ever new joy. Hear the loudest sound. See the light. All manifestations of Divine Mother. Then we go into the spine, into the astral spine. Master says if you sway your body slightly left and right two or three times, you can feel the astral spine and then practice six kriyas. with deepest concentration. Master could go into somebody with one kriya. I'm giving you six. And mentally take the current up and down the spine for a few times at the same pace. Hold for a count of three at the spiritual eye. Try your best to see the light and then go back down. Next, we bring the kriya current up to the spiritual eye, hold the breath, and project through the spiritual eye into Christ consciousness. When God created us, He created in our soul Christ consciousness, cosmic consciousness, samadhi, and we have to make effort to get to that through the spiritual eye. When you need to breathe, you go back down the spine and come up again. So do that two or three times. Practice the three-tunnel technique a few times. Bring the current up to the spiritual eye. Hold the breath. Visualize the 50-foot golden tunnel of superconsciousness. You can travel hundreds of miles instantaneously through superconsciousness to the dark blue 25-foot high Christ consciousness tunnel. Travel thousands of miles instantaneously through Christ consciousness. At the end of that dark blue tube is the five-pointed star, 5 feet high, gate. You go through that gate into the white light of cosmic consciousness, and you can travel millions of miles instantaneously into that cosmic consciousness. So just go through the golden, the blue, the gate, and the white light over and over again. Base of the spine and bring the kriya current up to the heart center, the dorsal center, and hold the breath at the dorsal and feel the divine love and feel that love expanding. God is love, and that love is everywhere in the universe, in God's created universe. Go back down the spine and come up again and hold the breath and do it again. chant Om at each of the centers of the spine with the same feeling as you had within the heart. Feel each center with your whole concentration, your whole feeling into the center. We'll go up and down the spine a few times, and then from the heart center up and down a few times, and we end up chanting to the gurus in the Christ Center.